Looky here. Speaking of the devil, Lainey is hanging with us this weekend.
Hey, hey.
Hi, Lainey Wilson. How are you?
You looking good?
You're looking better.
Hey, I'll take it.
You've got so much going on always. You're always so busy. Do you ever take time off?
I do. I just had 4 days off. I sat on my couch and soaked up every minute of it, loved all my dogs, watched some TV, put up my Christmas decorations. I did it.
What's a TV show that Lainey Wilson will just veg out to?
Oh, my gosh. Well, right now, I just started Reacher because Alan Richson, who is on Reacher, was at the CMAs, and I was like, okay, I guess I need to go watch this show.
Yeah.
What do I need to binge? Tell me, what's new? What's
Yeah, I don't know. I've been watching Landman. Have you watched Landman?
I love Landman.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yep. Billy Bob Thornton and the crew, yeah. You know Taylor Sheridan can't do any wrong, for
he
sure.
He can't. He's just a mad scientist. Like, everything he touches turns to gold.
And you know from personal experience working with him on Yellowstone. Oh, we're here with Lainey Wilson on American Country Countdown. Speaking of all the projects and things you do on the side, like acting, the clothing line, is one of the secrets to your success that you never say no?
You know, this would shock you, but I actually say no to a lot more than I say yes to.
Really?
It's just a lot of opportunity, like an overwhelming amount of opportunity, and it's figuring out what is like the big yes. Actually, Dolly Parton told me that. She said, if it's just kind of like a yes, it has to be like a big yes in order for her to say yes to it. She said, like, I have to genuinely be excited about it and know that, like, I can really show up 190% for it. And if I can't, it might just be I can't do it right now.
Ryan Fox getting to hang with Lainey Wilson this weekend on the show. Now, Lainey, you've been on Yellowstone. You played Abby on there. Did a fantastic job with that. But you've got a new acting project in the works, and this one is a feature film. It's going to be in theaters in March. It's called Reminders of Him. I'm curious, what made you sign on the dotted line for this project? What made you say yes?
You know, truthfully, my goal was to, like, okay, I did Yellowstone. I played a musician. Okay, my next goal is to do something where I'm not a musician. And trying to, like, figure out scheduling-wise, like, between shows, I was like, okay, I've got, like, 3 or 4 or 5 days to film something. Maybe I could try to do something, you know, with a role that takes that amount of time to film. So it all depends on timing. And it was just a promise that I had made to myself that the next thing I did was not going to be a musician.
I'm Ryan Fox. And Lainey, you just hosted the CMA Awards. You did a spectacular job. I noticed you had a lot of outfit changes, and they were all great. You had 8 of those. The most Carrie Underwood ever had was 12 outfit changes. Was there ever a moment where you contemplated trying to beat that record?
Oh, I didn't have enough time to break that record. I'm going to be honest. I was doing good to do 8. We were up for 6 nominations, did 2 performances. I had 3 speeches. It was just like an 18 different hits.
Right.
And it was just me doing it solo. So I was like, 8, that's what we're doing.
Well, you rocked it. And you gave a shout out to your fiance, Doc, during your Entertainer of the Year speech. Said you were getting married next year. Obviously, you're not wearing bell bottoms. You're wearing a dress. Has the dress been picked out?
It has not.
It has not.
It has not. We gotta get to planning, to be honest with you. Now I just need to get him out of the duck woods and back home, and then maybe we can plan a wedding.
Okay, because I was going to ask, because you got engaged Valentine's Day of 2025. Am I hot or cold in guessing that it's around the same time of year this coming year that the wedding would happen?
That's the plan.
Okay.
That's the plan. We might just have to hit up the courthouse at this point.
Why not?
Hey.
Let's go. Lainey Wilson here with us now this weekend. Congrats on the big CMA Awards night. Has it sunk in yet? Entertainer of the Year, 3 huge awards. You hosted the whole dang thing.
It's starting to. It takes me a minute because honestly, like, I compartmentalize, and I feel like I do my thing. I do my job, take these opportunities. And when I go home, I'm like, I'm not Lainey Wilson. I'm just Lainey, you know? And, but it's starting to. I feel like I've had some alone time, and that's when it hits me, is when I'm by myself and I'm looking around like, is anybody here so I can, we can talk about this real quick.
Right. And I imagine you call up friends of yours that have been through that, like the Rebas and other folks that, and you go, because those are the only people that can relate to that, right?
It is true. It is true. I asked Reba a couple days before the awards. I was like, if you could give me a piece of advice for hosting, what would it be? And I figured, you know, she'd just say something like, just enjoy yourself, have a good time. She sent me this novel. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said one piece of advice.
Right.
But she is always full of wisdom. And I don't know. I just think about the way that she has handled herself and her career, and she's definitely somebody that, like, I like to take advice from.
Lainey is here with us this weekend, and we got to talk about your Female Vocalist of the Year speech you gave at the CMAs. You said, for the folks sitting at home in your mama's basement eating Cheetos, trying to pit women against each other, y'all need to find something better to do. First of all, one of the lines of the night, because it's true, and I know you probably, do you see the comments? Do you look at Instagram and see those things, and that's kind of where that came from?
I learned my lesson about reading the comments a long time ago.
Okay.
But I hear, you know, chatter about things, you know, like Ella Langley is a dear friend of mine. And just even the other day I was talking to her and she's like, I get so mad at them trying to pit me and you against each other. And I was like, people need to find something better to do. Like, it's important for me and the ladies to, like, hold hands and run to this finish line together. You know, I mean, there is not, they don't do the dudes like that. The truth is, like, there's not just one space for a woman to whoop butt. There's a lot of us whooping butt right now.
I'm Ryan Fox. And Lainey, you recently reached some rarefied air when hosting the CMA Awards, becoming only the third female host of that show ever to host solo, joining Dolly Parton and Reba, who, by the way, you now have a Grammy nomination with for the song you did with her and Miranda Lambert, Trailblazer. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty cool.
And then Somewhere Over Laredo up for a Grammy as well.
That's right.
I know you co-wrote Somewhere Over Laredo. Was there a moment when you were writing it, you thought, oh, there's something here with this one. This is turning into something.
I did. I felt like, I just remember how Somewhere Over the Rainbow made me feel. I remember it just, it felt like nostalgic. It felt, there was just like a feeling in it. And so I wanted to make sure that when we were writing Somewhere Over Laredo, that it kind of had a similar feeling without ripping Somewhere Over the Rainbow off. It is an interpolation of it, and it's about something completely different, but it felt like it had some magic around it. And then once I started playing it at shows, I just noticed that people were singing it pretty quick, and that's normally how I can tell, like, if this is something that we need to, like, really run with.
You've got Ryan Fox on American Country Countdown.